Well, good morning, brothers and sisters. What a great day it is for us to gather together as a church family. And it gives me an honor to open the Word of God and to preach from it. This past week, I've been thinking and praying about what to preach from God's Word. And the Lord has compelled me to address biblically an issue that has affected the city of Vancouver this past week.
主呢就驱使我来要讲一讲最近发生在温哥华的这件事情。
And I'm sure we've all heard about the news that happened on April 26th at around 8 p.m., right?
我相信大家都注意到新闻，就是4月26号傍晚8点钟左右发生的那件事情。
Not too far from our church neighborhood, there was a festival that happened on Fraser Street from 41st to 49th.
就在离我们教会不远的地方，就在Fraser街上的41到49街这一段呢，有一个庆祝活动。
And without getting into all the details, which I'm sure you're aware of, we do know that evil and suffering occurred.
我相信大家都已经知道这件事情，所以呢，我就不讲细节。但是呢，我们知道，因为这件事情呢，我们看到邪恶和痛苦呢，就发生了。
Now, I cannot imagine the pain and the grief that was inflicted upon the community and also the loved ones.
我不能想象那些受到影响的人们和他们的社区所经历的那种痛苦。
And even news reporters said that it is one of the darkest day in our city's history.
记者呢就说到这一天是我们温哥华历史上最黑暗的一天。
And sure, maybe some of you are affected and even maybe traumatized by the event.
我想呢，你们当中的一些人可能被这件事情影响到，或者是遭受到精神的创伤。
And yet, and even these feelings and emotions are still very raw to you right now.
这些感受呢，可能现在都还是蛮新鲜、蛮强烈的。
Maybe some of you personally knew, or maybe knew from a distance those individuals you either lost their lives and were injured.
你们当中有一些人也许甚至认识或者是间接的认识那些在这件事件当中受伤或者是死去的人们。
And perhaps some of you even know the individual responsible for this senseless act of violence.
甚至有人呢可能还认识这一位造成这件事件的这一个加害的人。
And so my hope today in this message is to be helpful and pastoral.
我希望呢，我今天的讲道呢，可以帮助到大家，引导，给大家一些引导和建议。
My desire is to help us to respond to this situation biblically.
我希望呢，能够从圣经的角度来帮助大家，回应这件事情。
So that we're equipped with truth and grace to come alongside those who are suffering and grieving.
以至于呢，我们带着恩典和真理呢，来和那些受苦的人们站在一起。
And also to apply scripture into various hardships and trials that we face in our personal life.
而且呢，我们也可以运用圣经的原则来面对我们生活当中的那些艰难和困苦。
And so today's message will be different from how I usually preach.
所以今天我的信息呢，会跟平时呢有一点点不一样。
Normally, I would work through one passage of scripture.
一般来说呢，我会讲解一段的经文。
But I plan to glean through various texts of scripture to draw general principles for us to consider.
今天呢，我想带着大家一起看多处的经文，并且呢，得到一个结论，一个原则。
And so I think it is appropriate to ask ourselves this question, and that is, why did this happen?
我想呢，如果我们想问这样一个问题，就是为什么这件事情会发生，这么一个问题是恰当的。
It's a question that many people ask after they have experienced a form of evil and suffering in general.
当人们经历到一些痛苦、一些磨难的时候呢，他们常常会问这个问题。
They may ask, why am I diagnosed and battling with cancer?
比如说他们会说，为什么我会得癌症呢？
Why did I experience abuse growing up?
为什么我成长的过程当中会受到虐待呢？
Why did my parents separate?
为什么我的父母分开了呢？
Why do bad things just happen?
或者就问说，为什么这些不好的事情会发生呢？
Well, the Bible provides us an answer.
圣经呢给我们提供了答案。
Scripture is our final authority that explains the existence of evil and suffering.
经文呢，给我们了解释为什么会存在邪恶和痛苦。
And we should begin by returning to the beginning of the Bible.
让我们回到圣经的最初。
You see, in Genesis chapter 1 to chapter 2, God created the world to be good.
在创世纪的第一章和第二章呢，神创造的世界是好的。
And when God created humanity, it was very good.
当神创造了人，他觉得是甚好的。
So we must remember that evil and suffering weren't part of God's creation.
所以呢，我们就明白邪恶和罪，邪恶和痛苦呢，并不是上帝创造的一部分。
However, in Genesis chapter 3, everything changed.
但是呢，在创世纪的第三章呢，事情变化了。
Our first parents, Adam and Eve, sinned against God by disobeying His commandment.
我们的始祖亚当和夏娃，他们违背了神，他们没有遵从他。
And as a result, sin entered into the world.
所以呢，结果就是罪进入了世界。
And this is known as the fall.
这个呢，大家就叫做是堕落。
And with it, evil, pain, death, suffering, and brokenness exist.
随着堕落，就有了罪，有了破碎，有了痛苦，有了死亡。
And so we live in a fallen world.
所以我们是生活在一个堕落的世界。
And that humanity and the world are corrupted by sin.
整个的人类和世界呢，都被罪败坏了。
And the Bible helps us understand this evil in three ways.
圣经呢，帮助我们理解罪呢，邪恶呢，有三种方式来理解邪恶。
You see, first, there is natural evil.
第一种呢，就是自然的邪恶。
And this refers to the physical destruction and suffering found in this natural world.
这一种呢，指的是那种实际的破坏，在自然界当中发生的痛苦。
Things such as earthquake, disease, cancer, mental illness, and death.
比如说地震，疾病，癌症，精神病患和死亡。
You know, Paul writes this in Romans chapter 8, verses 20 to 22, where he says, the creation was subjected to futility, and then he also says, it has been growing together in the pains of childbirth until now.
在罗马书的八章二十到二十二节，保罗这样讲，因为受造之物浮在虚空之下，不是自己愿意，乃是那叫他如此的，但受造之物仍然指望脱离败坏的辖制。得享神儿女自由的荣耀，我们知道一切受造之物一同叹息劳苦，直到如今。
You see, even now the world itself longs for redemption.
知道，到现在世界呢都渴望得到救赎。
And second, there is the supernatural evil.
第二种呢就是超自然的邪恶。
It refers to the demonic influence perpetrated by Satan and the fallen angels.
这一类呢，指的是由撒旦和堕落的天使所施加的那种魔鬼的影响。
And so they continuously use their power to seduce and to deceive people from following Jesus.
他们使用他们的影响力呢，阻止人们，诱惑人们，欺骗人们，背离神。
Now third, and this is especially relevant to our situation, and that is the category of moral evil.
第三种呢，就是我们所说的道德上的邪恶，这个呢，这一类呢，就是我们现在谈到的这件事情相关的。
And this really refers to the immoral activity of people.
这一类呢，讲到人们的不道德的行为。
It is a sin committed by people against God, against others, and to oneself.
这是一种对神、针对神、针对别人，也针对自己所犯的罪。
In Matthew 15, verse 18, Jesus said, For out of the heart come evil thoughts, murder, adultery, sexual immorality, theft, false witness, slander.
在马太福音的15章19节这样讲， 因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、妄赌。
And so such moral evil comes from a human heart.
这种道德上的邪恶是来自人的心灵。
And it's a heart that has unfortunately turned away from the living God.
这个心灵呢，它是很不幸的，它是转了背离神的。
And so evil and suffering happen because sin entered into the world.
因为罪进入了世界，所以就有邪恶和痛苦。
And so it is important for us not to minimize evil.
所以呢，很重要的就是我们不要去淡化邪恶。
We should not pretend that everything is just fine and dandy.
我们不要去假装说一切事情一切都很好。
Rather, even right now, like we're given an opportunity to face this problem at such a time like this.
我们就应该像这样的时候，我们就应该来真正的面对罪和邪恶。
And we should, as God's people, grieve at that moral evil occurred on April 26th.
我们作为神的子民，我们为四月二十六号所发生的事情来悲伤。
And the next question that is often asked is this: Why did God allow this to happen?
人们常常问的第二个问题就是说，为什么上帝让这些事情发生呢？
Now, there can be a very lengthy response to this question, but I'll try to keep it concise.
这个问题的答案呢，可以是非常的长，但是呢，我会很简练的来讲。
See, when evil strikes, we often wonder, where was God at this moment?
当邪恶的事情发生的时候，我们常常会想说，在这个时刻，上帝到哪儿去了呢？
And this should invite us to consider who God is as revealed in Scripture.
这个应该让我们去想了解在经文里面所揭示的神是怎么样一位神。
Now we need to know that God is sovereign.
我们知道神是至高无上的。
That God is sovereign even over evil and suffering.
我们知道神是至高的，甚至高过邪恶和痛苦。
That nothing happens outside of his control.
他掌管一切。
And that nothing catches him by surprise.
也没有什么事情是他没有想到的，是让他觉得惊奇的。
We can consider the story of Job.
我们可以来看看约伯的故事。
See, Job in the Bible was a righteous and wealthy man who went through severe trials.
约伯呢，他是一个义人，他是一个富有的人，他经历了很重大的试炼。
See, the story begins with a heavenly scene where Satan challenges God.
约伯这个故事的开始呢，场景是在天上，在那里呢，撒旦挑战神。
He claims that Job's piety is self-serving.
他宣称说约伯的敬虔呢，是出于自私的目的的。
And so God allowed Satan to test Job by afflicting him with suffering.
所以呢，神呢就允许撒旦呢可以用来折磨，用痛苦来折磨约伯。
And that result in the loss of his possession and children and health.
结果呢就是约伯失去了他的财产、他的孩子们和健康。
And yet, Job still worshiped God.
但是呢，约伯呢仍然敬拜神。
Job chapter 1 verses 21 to 22 says, And he said, Naked I came from my mother's womb, and naked shall I return. The Lord gave, and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And all this Job did not sin or charge God with wrong.
在约伯记一章二十一到二十二节这样说，我赤身出于母胎，也必赤身归回。赏赐的是耶和华，收取的也是耶和华。耶和华的名是应当称颂的。在这一切的事上，约伯并不犯罪，也不以神为愚妄。
We can also consider the story of Joseph in the book of Genesis.
我们也可以来想想创世纪里面的约瑟的故事。
He experienced evil by his family members.
他经历了他的家人施加他的罪恶。
His brothers sold him into slavery, and he eventually ended up in Egypt.
他的哥哥们把他卖为奴隶。最后呢，去到了埃及。
And while in Egypt, Joseph rose to fame.
在埃及的时候呢，他 被提拔到高位。
And long story short, he saved Egypt and his family from famine.
简单的说呢，他拯救了埃及，也拯救了他的家人。
And Joseph knew that it was the Lord who sent him to Egypt for a purpose.
约瑟呢，他明白是神把他差到埃及去是有一个目的的。
And Joseph spoke to his brothers this way in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20.
在创世纪的五十章二十节，约瑟呢就对他的哥哥们这样说
：“As for you, you meant evil against me.” But God meant it for good to bring it about that many people should be kept alive as they are today.
他说，从前你们的意思是要害我，但神的意思原是好的，要保全许多人的性命，成就今日的光景。
See, Joseph's brothers intended harm and evil against him.
所以你看到，约瑟的哥哥们，他们想加害于他，想对他做邪恶的事情。
However, God intended it for good to save many lives.
但是呢，神的意思是好的，因为神要救许多人的性命。
God has the ability to work through human actions, even those motivated by evil.
神就是有这个能力，他可以用人的行为来做成他自己的事情，哪怕那些行为是出于邪恶的目的的。
And in his providence, God can bring about positive and good outcomes.
在他的旨意里面，神可以带出积极的好的结果。
And that his purposes will not be thwarted by human sin or wickedness.
他的旨意不会被人的邪恶阻挡。
And as Christians, we can also remember Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
作为基督徒，我们还可以看罗马书的八章二十八节。
Paul said, and we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good, for those who are called according to his purpose.
保罗在那里说，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被招的人。
See, God has a morally sufficient reasons for allowing evil to exist.
所以神有道德上足够的理由来允许罪和邪恶的存在。
He has a purpose for evil, and it is a good purpose.
他对那些邪恶的事情也有着他的旨意，而且那个旨意是好的。
God can work all things for good, including evil and suffering.
他可以使万事互相作用，成就美好。
And he does them for those who love the Lord and are called according to his purpose.
他这样做是为了那些爱主的，并且根据他的旨意被召的人。
And so this is what Scripture tells us about the character of God.
所以这些经文都告诉我们了神他的性情。
However, if we're honest, when pain is deep and grief is fresh, it is not easy to trust in God's goodness and sovereignty.
尽管如此，当我们经受痛苦的时候，当那个痛苦很深切的时候，我们要去相信、信任神的。至高和美善是一件不容易的事情。
You see, in moments of sorrow, our hearts may wrestle with doubt.
在我们很悲伤的时候，我们的心会被怀疑所揪住。
I'll just let you know that it is okay to wrestle with God in your pain and suffering.
我想告诉大家，当你痛苦的时候，来跟神来摔跤是可以的。
In the story of Job, he also wrestled deeply with God in the midst of unimaginable suffering.
在约伯的故事里面，他在他那个深切的痛苦里面，他也是跟神摔跤的。
He questioned God and even asked, like, why am I suffering?
他质问神，他问神说，为什么我在这里受苦？
He demanded answers from God.
他要求神给他一个答案。
I want to know the reasons why I'm going through this suffering and evil.
他说我想要知道为什么我还要经历现在的这样一些痛苦。
I'm sure you all can relate to Job, right?
我们都可以跟约伯呢有同感。
If you read to the end of Job, God does respond to Job, but he does not give him a direct answer.
在约伯记的后面呢，神确确实实是给了约伯回应，但是呢，他并没有给他一个直截了当的答复。
Instead, God says this in Job chapter 38, verses 2 to 4.
在约伯记的三十八章二到四节，神这样说
Who is this that darkens counsel by words without knowledge? Dress for action like a man. I will question you, and you make it known to me. Where were you, Job, when I laid the foundation of the earth? Tell me if you have understanding.
这里说，谁用无知的言语使我的旨意暧昧不明？你要如勇士束腰，我问你，你可以指示我。我立大地根基的时候，你在哪里？你若有聪明，只管说吧。
And so God asked Job to explain the birth of the universe.
所以在这里呢，神要约伯来解释，这个宇宙是怎么样形成的。
And then in Job chapter 38 to 42, God humbles Job by giving him a big picture of how God is running and operating this complex universe.
在约伯记的38章到42章当中呢，神给了约伯一个很复杂的一个图画，就是他怎么样来治理这个宇宙的。这使约伯呢，谦卑下来。
And that actually put Job in the position of humility, peace, and fear of the Lord.
之后呢，约伯呢就变了，谦卑，平和，并且敬畏神。
Job chapter 42 verses 2 to 3, Job says to God, I know that you can do all things, and that no purpose of yours can be thwarted. Who is this that hides counsel without knowledge? Therefore, I have uttered what I did not understand.Things too wonderful for me, which I did not know.
在约伯记的42章2到3节，约伯回答耶和华说：“我知道你万事都能做，你的旨意不能阻拦。谁用无知的言语使你的旨意隐藏呢？我所说的是我不明白的，这些事太奇妙，是我不知道的。”
Now we should humbly recognize that we are finite and limited human beings.
我们应该谦卑地承认我们是有限的人。
Personally, I humbly admit that I don't fully understand God's ways when evil strikes.
我个人呢，我很谦卑地承认说，当罪恶发生的时候，当邪恶的事情发生的时候，我不能完全明白神的旨意。
Even the Bible says that His ways are higher than my ways.
在圣经里面呢，也说到他的道路高于我的道路。
His thoughts are higher than my thoughts.
他的意念高于我的意念。
The Bible also says that there are secret things that God has not revealed to us, and they belong to God alone.
圣经里面也说呢，有一些隐秘的事情是上帝没有向我们显明的，是只属于他的。
And so when evil strikes, we should cling to the truth that God is still in control.
所以当邪恶的事情发生的时候呢，我们要紧紧抓住这样一条真理，就是神仍然在掌权。
We should remember that His wisdom is beyond our understanding.
我们要知道他的智慧是超过我们的理解的。
We should trust that God alone is good, wise, and sovereign.
我们要信任说神是好的，是美善、良善的，是智慧的，也是至高的。
We should learn to be even content with not knowing everything, even though we demand answers.
所以在我们寻求答案的一些问题的答案的时候呢，即使我们没有得到答案，我们要学会要满足。
But what God has revealed to us in Scripture is sufficient.
但是神在圣经经文里面向我们揭示的一切，对我们来说已经足够了。
Now the next question, which is the last question we should consider, is a practical one.
我们最后第三个问题，最后的一个问题，要考虑呢，是一个很实际的问题。
How can we comfort those who are suffering?
我们如何去安慰那些在困难、痛苦、悲伤当中的人呢？
Well, the Bible tells us that we are to, in Romans chapter 12, verse 15, to weep with those who weep.
圣经在罗马书的12章15节那里告诉我们说，要与哀哭的人同哭。
Paul also tells us in 1 Corinthians 12:26, what happens when a fellow brother and sister in Christ is suffering.
保罗也在哥林多前书12章26节那里告诉我们，当我们的肢体，主内的弟兄或者姊妹痛苦的时候，我们应该怎么做？
Paul says, if one member suffers, all suffer together.
他在那里说，若一个肢体受苦，所有的肢体都一同受苦。
And so how can we walk alongside those who are in pain and grief, even at this moment?
那我们怎么样去跟那些甚至在 这个时刻就在经历痛苦的人怎么样和他们站在一起呢？
Let me offer you several principles for you to consider.
让我跟你们提几个原则，以至于你们可以参考。
First, pray for people, pray for them.
首先呢，为他们祷告。
Pray privately for God's comfort, healing, and presence for the afflicted.
私下祷告，求神赐下安慰，赐下医治和他的自己的同在。
And if given the opportunity, don't just pray for them, but pray with them.
如果你有机会的呢，有机会的情况下呢，不要光光祷为他们祷告，而是和他们一起祷告。
The second thing is be quick to hear and slow to speak.
第二条呢，就是要快快的听，慢慢的说。
See, in Job's story, Job and his friends were sitting with him in silence.
在约伯的故事里面，约伯的几位朋友来陪伴他，他们没有说话。
However, Job's suffering intensified when they start talking, when they start opening their mouths.
但是呢，当他们后来开口说话的时候呢，他们加深了约伯的痛苦。
They offer all kinds of reasons, all kinds of answers why Job was suffering.
他们在那里呢，提出了各种各样的理由来解释为什么约伯在受苦。
Don't do that.
不要那样做。
And God rebuked Job's friend at the end of the story.
在这个故事结尾的时候呢，神责备了约伯的朋友们。
Instead, those who are grieving want your presence more than your answers.
要记得，那些在痛苦当中的人们，他们需要你的陪伴超过你所提供的答案。
And they want your listening ears.
他们希望你有聆听的耳朵。
Listening well is a powerful gift we can offer.
如果你能很耐心很倾听他们的话呢，这是一件非常有分量的礼物。
Proverbs 18 verse 13 says, If one gives an answer before he hears, it is his folly and shame.
在箴言十八章十三节那里说，未曾听完先回答的，便是他的愚昧和羞辱。
Third, lastly, comfort them with the hope of Jesus.
第三呢，就是用我们在耶稣基督里面的爱来安慰他们。
If you're given the chance to speak, our words should aim to lead people gently toward the hope that we have in Christ.
如果你有机会说话的话呢，我们的言语应该很温柔的、很温和的带人们转向给我们希望、给我们盼望的我们的主耶稣。
Don't do it in a way that dismisses their pain.
当你这样做的时候呢，不要不理会他们所受的痛苦。
But in a gentle way that honors the grieving moment.
我们要用一种尊重他们的这个悲伤的方式来做。
We can gently remind them that Jesus sympathizes with our suffering.
我们可以温柔地告诉他们，我们的主耶稣体恤他们的痛苦。
Isaiah 53 tells us that Jesus was a man of sorrow and acquainted with grief.
在以赛亚书五十三章说到，耶稣他自己呢是一个多受痛苦、常经忧患的人。
He suffered under the hands of evil men.
他在那些邪恶的人的手下受苦。
He was betrayed by Judas Iscariot.
他被犹大所出卖。
He was delivered to the Roman soldiers to be crucified on the cross.
他又被交到罗马兵丁的手里面去挂十字架。
And yet God's purpose for Jesus' death is to save sinners.
但是呢，神对耶稣基督受死的旨意是多人可以得救。
And we know that Jesus was raised from the dead.
我们知道主耶稣从死里复活了。
And that Jesus conquered Satan, sin, and death.
耶稣呢，他战胜了魔鬼、罪和死亡。
Jesus is the hope for the hopeless.
耶稣是那些没有指望的人的指望。
That there is hope beyond suffering.
在痛苦之后呢，有指望，有盼望。
It is a hope that is eternal, unshakable, and rooted in Christ.
这是一种永远的、不可动摇的、扎根在主耶稣里面的盼望。
Without dismissing the reality of momentary pain, we should gently lift our eyes to eternal hope.
在不漠视人们当下所经历的痛苦的情况下，我们应该温和地把我们的眼睛转向那永恒的盼望。
And that there is something glorious beyond this life.
在这一生的之后呢，有一个荣耀的盼望。
Romans chapter 8 verse 18, the Apostle Paul says, For I consider that the sufferings of this present time are not worth comparing with the glory that is to be revealed to us.
罗马书八章十八节，保罗这样讲，他说，我想现在的苦楚若比起将来要显于我们的荣耀，就不足介意了。
And the Apostle Paul also says in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 to 18,
哥林多后书的四章十六到十八节，保罗也这样说。
So we do not lose heart, though our outer self is wasting away, our inner self is being renewed day by day. For this light momentary affliction is preparing for us an eternal weight of glory beyond all comparison, as we look not to the things that are seen, but to the things that are unseen. For the things that are seen are transient, but the things that are unseen are eternal.
保罗在那里说。所以我们不散党，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这至战至轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。
Not only that, our Lord Jesus Christ will return, and he will make all things right.
而且呢，我们知道我们主耶稣要 再次回来，他要将一切更新了。
He will execute true justice and on the righteous and even on the ungodly.
他要在义人和不义的人当中实行真正的公义。
And so brothers and sisters, if you're hurt and if you are weeping, know that your tears matter to God.
弟兄姊妹们，如果你在伤心，你在伤心落泪，要记得你的眼泪对神来说是宝贵的。
Did you know that God keeps count of your tears?
你知道神在数你的眼泪吗？
Psalm 56 verse 8 says, You have kept count of my tossings. Put my tears in your bottle. Are they not in your book?
在诗篇56篇第八节这样讲，我几次流离，你都记述。求你把我眼泪装在你的皮带里，这不都记在你的本。你的册子上吗？
This really shows that he cares about you.
这就是说，神他顾念你。
And not only that, God also promises when he will wipe away every tear from our eyes when we are with him in the new heaven and the new earth.
而且呢，他还允许说，他要擦去我们当新天新地降临的时候，他要擦去我们一切的眼泪。
And if you have placed your hope in Jesus Christ, that day is coming.
如果你已经把你的信心放在耶稣基督上的话，那一天正在来临。
And so, until then, we grieve, but not without hope.
在那一天来临之前，我们悲伤，但是我们不失去盼望。
You see, because of Christ's suffering, we have hope.
因为他
because of Christ's resurrection, we have hope.
因为主耶稣的复活，我们有盼望。
And so, if you're grieving,Come to Jesus.
如果你很悲伤，来到主面前。
If you are angry, confused, or afraid, come to Him.
如果你悲伤，迷惑，或者失去指望，来到主耶稣面前。
And additionally, feel free to come and talk to me, or the elders, or other mature believers after the service, so that we can walk alongside you in love.
而且呢，你也可以来找我，或者是我们的长老和其他成熟的基督徒，我们可以在爱里与你同行。
And so as I close, I want to invite you to have a moment of silence.
在我们结束之前，我想让大家静默片刻。
I invite you to pray for those who are suffering during this time in Vancouver.
让我们为那些在这一次温哥华的悲剧当中受苦的人们祷告。
And so take a minute and in a moment of silence and pray.
让我们静默祷告。
Father, we come before you.
天父啊，我们来到你面前。
We do not always understand what you're doing.
我们不总是知道你所行的事情。
But we know that God, you are good.
但是我们知道你是美善的。
And even through this time of hurt and suffering, help us to turn our eyes to you.
即使在这种痛苦的时候，也帮助我们把我们的眼睛转向你。
We don't know what your purpose is for this event.
我们不知道最近这件事情的目的是什么。
And perhaps down the road, some people might know, but maybe we don't know.
也许呢，将来呢，我们有人会知道，但是我们现在不知道。
But help us to fix our eyes on what we can know right now through your word.
让我们定睛在你所做的事情上面。
We pray for those who are grieving right now.
我们去安慰那些现在在悲伤的人。
Families and friends who lost loved ones.
那些失去了亲人的家人和朋友们。
Even at this moment, please give them peace and comfort.
就在这一个时刻，给他们心里的平安和安慰。
Surround them with your presence.
以你的同在环绕他们。
And also surround them with your people.
也让你的子民环绕他们。
And teach us, Lord, on how we can walk alongside those who are grieving.
也教我们如何与这些痛苦的人陪伴他们。
Help us to even be a light to these people.
用你的真理来安慰这些人。
We give you thanks that your word is sufficient.
我们感谢你，因为你的话语是足够的。
It teaches us what we need to know.
你告诉我们我们需要知道的。
Help us to always go back to your word and submit to it.
帮助我们总是回到你的话语里面，而且降服在你的话语当中。
And I pray all these things in the name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior.
我们这样的祷告是凭着我是借我救主的基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.